Welcome to the latest Formula One podcast. Here are today's top Formula One news stories. In Germany, exciting developments are unfolding in the world of Formula One as Max Verstappen's management, including his father, Jos, and manager Raymond Vermeulen, are set to meet with Mercedes top brass after the Miami Grand Prix. This meeting will involve discussions with Mercedes team owners, including Toto Wolff, Ole Källenius, and Sir Jim Ratcliffe. Toto Wolff has expressed a keen interest in signing Verstappen to potentially replace Lewis Hamilton. Although Verstappen has a contract with Red Bull until 2028, Red Bull's team boss, Christian Horner, has stated he wouldn't obstruct Verstappen's departure if he chooses to leave. The discussions are part of a strategic look ahead to the 2026 regulation changes, suggesting a pivotal shift could be in the works for Verstappen's career. Additionally, the article briefly explores potential candidates to fill Hamilton's spot at Mercedes, highlighting figures like Oscar Piastri and Alex Albon as promising contenders. Mercedes is gearing up for an exciting weekend at the Miami Grand Prix, where they plan to unveil significant car upgrades. The team, currently fourth in the Constructors' Championship, is aiming to address issues with the car's balance that have hindered their performance. Lewis Hamilton, a seven-time world champion, has faced a challenging start to the season, experiencing frustrations during the Chinese Grand Prix due to the car's slow pace in certain types of corners. Despite these setbacks, Mercedes technical director James Allison remains optimistic about the future, emphasizing the potential for improvement with the new upgrades. The Miami event marks the second sprint weekend of the 2024 season, offering Mercedes a crucial opportunity to test their aerodynamic enhancements during a limited practice session before sprint qualifying. The team learned valuable lessons from the previous sprint in Shanghai, where Hamilton secured a strong second-place finish. With an ambitious strategy for Miami, Mercedes is hopeful that their updates will make a significant difference and propel them closer to the front of the grid. Lewis Hamilton, a seven-time world champion, has made headlines by leaving Mercedes for Ferrari. This move was influenced by unmet demands at Mercedes, where Hamilton sought a specific role and salary that Toto Wolff, the team's head, declined. Ferrari, however, was willing to meet these conditions, offering him a more competitive car and potentially better performance prospects. Bernie Ecclestone, the former Formula One boss, described Hamilton's departure as selfish, highlighting a strained relationship between Hamilton and Wolff. Ecclestone also questioned the timing of Hamilton's announcement, suggesting it was driven by ego. Despite the controversy, the switch to Ferrari appears to be a win-win situation. Ferrari secures one of the world's top drivers, and Hamilton joins a team that aligns with his career aspirations and financial expectations. This major shift in the Formula One landscape has sparked mixed reactions, but promises exciting developments for both Hamilton and Ferrari. In the United States Grand Prix held in Austin, Texas, Lando Norris, a McLaren driver, celebrated a third-place finish, showcasing the camaraderie in Formula One. Lando Norris and Max Verstappen, although competitors on the track, share a warm friendship off the track, facilitated by their residence in Monaco. This friendship extends to Verstappen's girlfriend, Kelly Piquet, and her daughter, Penelope Kvyat, who has developed a special bond with Norris. Penelope, dressed in a charming outfit, was seen sharing a heartfelt moment with Norris after he secured a podium finish at the Australian Grand Prix, despite Verstappen's retirement due to a car issue. This adorable interaction was captured in a video that has recently gone viral, highlighting Penelope's popularity in the racing world and her deep-rooted connection to motorsport, thanks to her family's history in the sport. The video displays the lighter, endearing side of Formula One, where relationships flourish amidst intense competition. At the United States Grand Prix in Austin, Texas, Formula One stars Max Verstappen and Charles Leclerc brought some lighthearted rivalry into the mix. Max Verstappen, a three-time champion racing for Red Bull, playfully revisited an old karting dispute with Ferrari's Charles Leclerc during a live sim racing stream. This incident, humorously termed the incident, dates back to their younger racing days when Leclerc pushed Verstappen off the track, and it has since become a popular meme within the racing community. Verstappen, known for his jovial spirit even while leading real races, showed his relaxed side again by referencing the incident during a mishap in the simulation race. This playful banter highlights the special bond F1 drivers share, especially those like Verstappen and Leclerc, who have competed together since their junior racing days. Off the track, there's buzz around Verstappen's career as he approaches contract negotiations, potentially involving a significant offer from Mercedes. Yet, amidst the high stakes and tensions of professional racing, Verstappen's lighthearted approach reminds fans that fun and camaraderie are central to the sport's spirit. Racing enthusiasts in the Boston area are in for a treat with the opening of F1 Arcade, a Formula One-themed restaurant that combines dining, drinks, and high-octane entertainment. This unique venue features 69 full-motion racing simulators across a spacious two-story, 16,000-square-foot location. Guests can engage in exhilarating head-to-head or team races, simulating iconic Formula One tracks. While the specific tracks and cars remain unspecified, F1 Arcade enhances the experience by allowing regulars to create personal driver profiles and earn points, called Arcadians, which can be exchanged for merchandise. The atmosphere at F1 Arcade is a step up from traditional arcades, boasting a sophisticated setting with a 37-foot bar serving motorsport-themed drinks and a diverse food menu. After its successful launch in London in 2022, the Boston venue marks the beginning of an ambitious expansion in the United States, with plans for a new location in Washington, D.C., and potentially 30 more in the coming years. Adam Breeden, the founder and CEO, expressed excitement about the new venture, highlighting the blend of adrenaline and enjoyment that F1 Arcade offers. In the exciting world of Formula One, Audi is making headlines as they prepare to enter the sport, with Andreas Seidel, the CEO of Audi, outlining their ambitious plans. The buzz around the paddocks is focused on Carlos Sainz, whose future has been the subject of much speculation since Ferrari announced they would part ways with him in 2025. Amidst rumors of a potential move to Red Bull, Helmut Marko hinted that Red Bull couldn't match a substantial offer from Audi. However, Seidel clarified that Audi's strategy isn't about luring talent with hefty paychecks, but about attracting those who are passionate about being part of Audi's journey in Formula One. Seidel emphasized that while Audi has the financial resources of a top team, they aim to spend wisely and build a sustainable team. The focus is on efficiency and integrating passionate individuals into their setup as they gear up for a competitive debut. Audi has already begun testing their engineering capabilities on the track, and with a solid infrastructure in place at Sauber and Hinwil, they are meticulously planning to bridge any gaps with the leading teams. Audi's entry into Formula One is not just about racing, it's about setting a new standard and achieving excellence in the sport. In the United States, the Formula One scene is buzzing with speculation about Max Verstappen's future with Red Bull, following his father Jos Verstappen's intriguing comments. Max, a two-time champion, is reportedly being tempted by Mercedes with a staggering $160 million annual contract as they look to replace Lewis Hamilton. This comes amid internal tensions within Red Bull, highlighted by the departure of key figure Adrian Newey and criticisms from Jos Verstappen towards team boss Christian Horner. Despite these challenges, Red Bull team advisor Helmut Marko remains confident that Max will stay, citing the team's strong performance and Max's preference for the fastest car. The situation is set to be further discussed at the Miami Grand Prix, where the future of this young racing star could take a new turn. Meanwhile, Jos hints at keeping options open, considering not just the present but also the 2026 season, adding layers to an already complex decision-making process for Max. The Miami Grand Prix in the United States is set to dazzle as Camila Cabello and Susie Wolff team up for a special event titled A Celebration of Women with Drive. This event, organized by American Express and the F1 Academy, will highlight the impact of women in business and sports. It's scheduled for May 1st at the Temple House in South Beach, starting at 7:30 p.m., and lasting for 2.5 hours. Attendees, who must be American Express cardholders, will enjoy a discussion between Wolf, managing director of F1 Academy, and singer Camila Cabello, along with a sneak peek of Cabello's new music. Tickets are available for $25 each, with a purchase limit of 4 per cardholder. This collaboration celebrates American Express's recent partnership with F1 Academy, aiming to boost female participation in motorsports and support local small businesses through special livery in the 2024 F1 Academy season. Susie Wolf expressed gratitude towards American Express for supporting the vision to elevate women in the sport. Formula One excitement returns to the United States as Miami gears up to host the 2024 Grand Prix, promising a thrilling weekend of racing and entertainment. The event is part of a growing trend as F1's popularity surges in the U.S., fueled by the Netflix series Drive to Survive and memorable races such as the 2021 championship battle between Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen. Teams like Red Bull and Williams have responded by launching new cars in major U.S. cities, enhancing their presence in the market. The sport, though still trailing behind NASCAR, shows promising growth signs with significant viewership increases for races like the Chinese Grand Prix. Amidst the racing, there's buzz around potential team and driver changes, with rumors of Adrian Newey leaving Red Bull possibly for Aston Martin or Ferrari, adding intrigue. Additionally, driver Nico Hülkenberg plans a move to Sauber, aligning him with Audi in the future. On the track, teams like McLaren aim to continue their strong performance, while Mercedes hopes new upgrades will boost their qualifying speeds. The Miami event also features the F1 Academy, spotlighting rising stars like Abby Pulling, making the Grand Prix a not-to-miss spectacle of speed and strategy. The Miami Grand Prix is set to be a thrilling event, with major developments shaking up the Formula One scene. Legendary designer Adrian Newey's decision to leave Red Bull has sparked discussions about the future of world champion Max Verstappen with the team. Meanwhile, Sauber has announced signing Nico Hülkenberg from Haas, indicating big changes as they prepare to transition to Audi in 2026. This move is expected to energize the driver market further. On the track, Verstappen aims to continue his dominant performance, although the new sprint weekend format in Miami could challenge his streak of pole positions. Ferrari hopes to recover from a weak performance in China, despite tensions between teammates Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz. Every race and qualifying session will be broadcast live, adding to the excitement. This weekend in Miami promises high stakes and intense competition, making it a must-watch for Formula One fans. In the Netherlands, Formula One star Lando Norris had a minor mishap while celebrating King's Day in Amsterdam, but is all set to compete in the upcoming Miami Grand Prix. Norris, who is currently fifth in the Drivers' Championship, enjoyed a lively party on a canal boat with Dutch DJ Martin Garrix. Despite an accident that left him with a busted nose, possibly from broken glass, Norris remained in high spirits. He was seen dancing and having a great time, dressed in orange, the national color of the Netherlands, among a crowd of partygoers. Shortly after the incident, he posted a video indicating his arrival in Miami, ready for the next race. Norris, known for his impressive performances, including a recent second-place finish in China, continues to chase his first F1 race win. Off the track, the F1 world has seen significant moves, including Nico Hülkenberg switching teams and legendary designer Adrian Newey reportedly leaving Red Bull. Thank you for joining us for today's top news stories about Formula One. Please note, these stories were AI-generated, which isn't always perfect. If you have any concerns or questions about the news contained in this podcast, please reach out to us. Thank you, and see you tomorrow.